And what was it that broke through? Was it radio player or MTV?
It was
a
combination of both at the same time.
They were still playing videos on
MTV. Yes, they're playing videos, and they played it a lot. And we had two videos.
You guys might have just gotten in under that the window, right?
We did, yeah. We got in under a lot of things. Like, we made it in before 360 deals. We made it in before.
What are 360 deals?
They're like these deals that they offer bands now where basically you give them a piece of everything because they have to rationalize why they're pumping a lot of money into you because records don't sell like they did, you know?
So wait, back in the day, I mean, this was always the stuff I was fed, but mm-hmm. and I think it was kind of true. The record company, they made most of the money from the records.
Right.
And the artist got to make all the sweet money from the tour and stuff and shit like that.
Yep.
Now, there are 360 deals, meaning, hey, we get a piece of everything.
Yeah,
even
they get
the tour?
A piece of everything, even the tour. Like, they kind of partner with a band. And it's, you know, it's very upfront. There's nothing sneaky about it. It's just kind of like, this is the way it is. Like, if you guys
want to. Economics of the business have changed and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's true, man. There are people, whole departments that don't exist at record companies anymore.
Right. Yeah.
So, so you got in before that. So you got in a time where people were like, what's the opposite of 360? The normal deal?
Normal deal, which I think is like basically, yeah, like you just said, like they get it, they just deal with the records and then you get everything else and, you know. But, you know, so MTV started playing us a ton and so did the radio. And then it just took off after the first song.